who actually went to church on a regular basis, grew up in the churches. And she goes, well, why do you do Lent? I said, well, because we want to follow the life of Jesus. So we want to go through the life of Jesus, you know, through his teaching. That's actually what he wanted the most of all, right? To listen to the gospel, his message. So we want to follow Jesus through all his messages. And we want to follow Jesus and remember his miracles and all the things that go on there. As we walk with Jesus through the scenes of Lent, we want to focus in on his suffering and his dying and those things. And especially, we want to focus on that he died for us. And so we want to walk with Jesus in his, and share with him in his passion and his life. And she goes, oh, that's stupid. Yeah, she grew up, they don't do that. They don't have Lent. They don't have, they just have regular church services until Easter. But you know, a lot of times, why do people come mainly for Christmas and Easter? Well, because those are the glory. Oh, those are the triumphant services, right? Jesus is born, hallelujah. And, oh, Jesus is risen today. That's what they want to hear. I was talking to my daughter, and we were talking about this, and she goes, but I don't want to miss Good Friday. She goes, I want to know and feel the pain that Jesus did and feel bad and sorry, because then that makes Easter even more joyous. And I said, that's what I try to tell people, actually, you know, because that's why we do that. But we follow Jesus, and we follow Jesus also to Easter. But you know, we don't like to be told when we've done something wrong. We just don't, right? So people don't want to be told, or they don't want to be reminded of the bad things in life. What they do is they just skirt around it. You know, how many times have you or somebody else done something, and you just kind of ignore it? Nope, nobody notices. Yeah, and it usually does, but that's what we hope. And especially you don't want to do that if you're like a nurse. Something goes wrong, you definitely will report it, right? But yet people do that. They will cover, that's their immediate thing. I'm going to cover it up, I'm going to hide it, and we pretend it doesn't exist. And so they avoid the services, which seem, oh, sad. You know, because we don't want to be reminded of our sin. We don't want to be reminded of those negative things. Pastor, don't be so negative. But you know, when we look at Good Friday, and it is good. Good, because but it's not about us. It's about Jesus. Actually, everything we do here is really about Jesus. But it's about Jesus. Look at him. He's sitting there. He's on the cross in unbelievable pain. And what is his thought? Oh, Father, forgive these people, for they don't know what they're doing. You know, they didn't know they were crucifying the Son of God. He's thinking of the Romans and those people. Forgive them, Heavenly Father. His thought wasn't for himself. Even suffering was for these people, even his enemies. And, you know, when we feel bad, we kind of collapse it on ourselves, and we get kind of childish and very, you know, everything's about me, right? Not Jesus. But it's all about Jesus. And what happened? Look at this. He's on the cross. He's worried about his mother. Oh, I got to take care of, make sure my mother's taken care of. You know, my wife asked a question. Didn't he have, Jesus have brothers and sisters? Yes. But the eldest was the one responsible for taking care of the parents. Why? The eldest got the majority of the inheritance. So that he was one number one responsible. But he wanted to make sure. I'm the oldest. Someone's got to take care of my mom. On the cross. And what about the thief on the cross? Someone Jesus didn't even really know, except by his God. And what does Jesus say? He goes, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus, concerned about it, says, hey, I'll take you to heaven with me today. Today you'll be with me in paradise. Yeah, Jesus is always concerned about others. And when we see him on that cross suffering, we got to know that he's always concerned about your life, about your sin, about your salvation. Because it's all about Jesus and his love for you. Now, Jesus could have been perfectly happy up in heaven with the Father and the Holy Spirit, I mean, they have perfect love between the Father and the Son, right? It's perfect love between the Father or the Son and the Holy Spirit, and they all three get along fantastic. I mean, they're perfect. But God wanted to share his love with you. So God, the Father, sent his Son to die for you. You ever had a child sick? Hospital? Child that died? Really hurts. And yet God loved you so much, he sent his Son to die in your stead. You don't think that hurt God the Father? What about Jesus? Praying in the garden, sweat coming off. You think he knew? So what drove him, what drove Jesus to look forward to that, to have glory in that cross? His love for you. No one has greater love than this, that he willingly laid down his life for another. Jesus told Pilate, hey, no one takes my life, I lay it down. Or not Pilate, he told him. I have the power to lay it down. No, it wasn't Pilate, sorry. I have the power to lay it down and have the power to take it up. I'm not reading the paper, he didn't say that. So, Jesus himself chose to die for you. It's about Jesus. And as Jesus was glorified, as we were walking with him, Jesus says, whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. So he says, just as you one day will die in this flesh, you will also take up the Spirit of God. And just as Jesus died, you will die. As Jesus rose again, you will rise again. So, yes, we want to follow Jesus everywhere we go. I want to follow his life. Because in that life, you know what? He teaches me many, many valuable things. I want to identify with him. As that one song says, less of me, more of Jesus. Less of me, more of Jesus. And what greater love can we experience in life than Jesus? And you know what? We learn from that love. As we follow Jesus on his mission, if we're having marital problems, you know what? You know where you turn? Turn to Jesus. What is his love like? How does he forgive one another? How does he sacrifice himself for the good of others? Yes. We want to follow Jesus. That doesn't save us. We're saved by grace. We're saved by what he did. Again, it's all